Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 29. Focus on the process and the outcome takes care of itself. This episode covers a more empowering way to work towards your goals and one which will probably make you more successful anyway. Most of us have got so caught up in achieving goals before that our self-worth gets tied up in it. It was all about the outcome, the end result, and it slowly chips away at ourselves over time. The journey stops becoming fun, the negative emotions are taking over, and we want to quit and give up on it. And we probably do in the end. So in this episode, I'm going to show you a more empowering way to approach your goals, one that won't just make you more at peace and enjoy the journey, but probably more successful too. So just like all the other content I put out, it's aimed at my younger self, something I wish I knew earlier on because, as I've said in the intro there, I've been that person too. Like when I chased a soccer career, the self-worth was like tied up in that. Like it was all about the external outcome. Was I going to make it as a professional soccer player or not? Like all the chips are in there on the poker table. Like it's just all about that external outcome, which didn't happen. And then, as I was saying in the intro as well, like that's when all the negative emotions and the self-worth has gone down, all these other things as well. So like since then, chasing like high-level mobility goals, strength goals, business goals, any sort of self-development goals, and I've hit a lot of them, haven't hit all of them, but I approach things so much differently now. And again, much more peace, enjoying the journey, and that it's not all about the external outcome, as I was saying, but I've actually hit a lot more outcomes and goals than I ever did before with this approach. So we're going to go through it here, and if you're someone like me before, like most people who just get caught up in chasing these external goals, this is really going to help you. So broke it up into three steps. We'll go through first, goals are North Stars. Second, the process is always in your control. And third, process equals persistence. Okay, so it's just easy when we break things up into three little chunks. So on the North Stars, goals are North Stars. That's, you know, I've said this many times on Instagram. And I was talking to this, like to focus on the process and the outcome takes care of itself. I said that in a check-in to a client this week. That's why it's on the top of my mind. And I said I'd use it for this week's podcast. But that's what goals are to me now, going back probably 4 or 5 years since the start of my physical freedom journey. They're just North Stars. They're steering mechanisms. They're a North Star to shoot for, a direction to go towards. But that's it. That's it. And like when it's used in this way, it's much more productive because you have your direction. Like we do need goals for a direction. There's no point going the opposite of like, oh, you know, external goals and that just causes issues. And then, oh, we don't have any goals. Like, that's not going to work either because if you've no goal, where are you heading? You know, if there's no goalpost, you can't score. So the goals are very important because we need a direction to move in, but it's not the be all and end all of it. So they're just the North Stars up there. It shows you the direction that you want to go, the person that you want to become. So it does, like you do need to be specific in the goals that you pick and you do need to think a lot about them. But once you've that part done, we leave them up there. We leave them as the North Stars, and it doesn't actually matter in the end if we're hitting all these goals or not. So that's the way that I think of it now, much more empowering way, because as I'm saying, it doesn't really matter if you're hitting these goals or not, because you're moving along the path of the person that you want to become, which is really the most important thing, and you're able to just focus on executing the process each day, each week, as the years go on. And this is leading into the second point then, that the process is always in your control. So this is why it's a much more empowering way than just focusing on the goals, because the goal isn't in your control. Like I'm all for empowering people with physical freedom, mental freedom, lifestyle design. It's all based around empowerment, which is putting you in control of your own life. So the empowering way is focusing on the process because that's in your control. The disempowering way is just focusing on the external things, that's not in your control. Like even with my soccer example, I did a post on it one day. What's the percentage of people that make it to the Premier League? It was like 0.012 or something like that. So like you could be doing everything right, but just through luck you won't make it. So again, like think of all the people probably like myself that would have focused on just the goal as everything, all the negative outcomes from that. So that's why, yeah, the process is always in our control. No matter what's happening. So that's what we want to do. And like, there's lots of other benefits to focusing on the process as well. Focusing on the process, it helps to keep you in the here and now. Because with lots of goals, it's way off in the future. And to get the most out of like your training, your practice, you need to bring the focus into the present. Like you could think of anything. If you're trying to study for an exam, but like something, you know, the exam is coming up in a few hours and you're so anxious and worried about it, like it's just not going to help. And you could put that across sport and life as well. So when we focus on the process, it actually gets us into the here and now, so we can actually learn the most and improve the most. Hence, this is leading into like this approach will probably help you hit more of your goals anyway. So what else we go through here? Yeah, the small gains in here as well, because I preach about that a lot, and that's coming in here. So I have trained myself to actually focus on the process through little anchors that I would say to myself, like chase the small gains. So like some of the stuff here in this podcast, I actually learned it from a book called The Passion Paradox. I learned it through my own life experience and through just following the results and following people I admire, you know, online, podcasts, Instagram, etc., and through my own experience. And then when I read this book, The Passion Paradox, it had it wrote down in a slightly different way, but I was like, oh, that's actually why, you know, I'm feeling more peace on my journey and I'm actually hitting more goals. Like they had it all written out in a nice way as well. So yeah, the way that I would phrase it is like small gains. They had it in a different way, but I realized my big focus on just chasing the small gains, forgetting about the big goal, that's keeping me anchored on the process. It's like a process-oriented approach to my training and to life, which is linking in with all we're saying here. Like, it's not, I have my goal, which is my North Star. Like now, we'll say the one-arm chin-up one, but I'm not thinking about that every time I'm going training, or I'm not here thinking, oh, you know, like my self-worth is going to go down if I don't ever get the one-arm chin-up. Like, as I'm saying, the goal and direction was to get a strong, get more stronger physically and mentally than I've ever been in my whole life. I've already hit that about 2 years ago. Like the one-arm chin-up journey, it's gone on nearly, I think, 5 years now, maybe. I don't even know the exact timeline because it doesn't matter. But I'm stronger physically and mentally than I've ever been before. And I got like a PB of doing a one-arm chin-up with like 2.5 kg assistance. So again, like what's the actual difference there? What's the difference if I eventually do one without that 2.5 kg assistance, aka a one-arm chin-up? Like, nothing's going to change. You know, I can say then that I got the one-arm chin-up, and yes, you know, all the story around that, etc. But, like, it's not really going to matter. And I've learned that through having a goal, like, 2-3 years in the future, getting the front splits. I got that eventually. Like, nothing really changed. Same with the handstand push-up. That took, like, 2 years or whatever. Got that. Nothing really changed. But, like, obviously, it's going to feel good when you get it and you conquered it, the glory, etc. But, like, within a day, I was back focusing on the process, new goals, like keep improving, because that was the whole point, like I'm saying, is who do I want to be? There's my goal as a North Star. I'm moving each day, focusing on the process, going for the small gains, becoming who I want to be. That's the main thing. Oh, I hit that goal, cool. I need another North Star. You see, so that's what really linked it in and made sense to me when I was reading that book, is my small gains approach is basically what they're saying in a different way, but that's what really keeps me anchored on the process and keeps me empowered through any process that I'm going through, because it's not just about these external end goals. And the third point then I had was process equals persistence. So I'll actually say a quote from the book now, because this articulated in a fancier way around how focusing on the process actually keeps you motivated. So the quote that we had here was, process spurs progress, and progress on a deep neurochemical level primes us to persist. Okay, so a bit of a mouthful there, but process spurs progress, and progress on a deep neurochemical level primes us to persist. So basically, like this links into the habit loop. So when you start reading lots of different things about the brain, about the body, you'll see how they all start to link together. So basically, with the habit loop and motivation, humans need to see an output further input. Like we need to see this effort that I'm putting into this thing each day, each week, I need to see some sort of positive outcome from it, or else the habit loop won't kick in and you won't be getting like the dopamine hits from going on the journey, and you're going to end up dropping off it. Because with the habit loop, we have the cue, the craving, the response, and the reward. I'll do a podcast on that someday. But if the reward isn't there, the habit loop breaks down. So yeah, think of it like this. If it's all about the goal, one-arm chin-up. Oh, it's all about the one-arm chin-up. Am I getting the reward of doing the one-arm chin-up each time I go to train? No. So that habit loop, that's going to be a negative one. Like I'm not going to be getting the rewards from it, because every time I go to train, it's going to be like, oh, still haven't got it. And I'm not going to be feeling good about it. Whereas when it was about chasing the small gains, am I getting the small gains each time I go to train? Largely, yes. 80% of the time, yes. And I am getting the reward, because all I'm looking for is just small improvements in my technique, in the form, in the reps, whatever it is on that specific day that I've put down in my training journal. Like, what am I looking for today? What's the small gains, an extra rep, doing the form better, whatever, getting them. And what's that? That's my reward, because that's actually what I'm looking for, just self-improvement. And that kicks in the habit loop. Like, I have a big dopamine response to training. Like, basically, it's the same process in the brain that gets people addicted to drugs and alcohol and all these things, but you can actually train yourself to use the habit loop for progress. And that's what we do. Like, people who love progress, that's what they've actually done, if they don't realize it, that we get such a reward and a dopamine hit from getting small gains towards, you know, the goals that we're working towards. So that quote, you know, really made sense then. It's like, yeah, process spurs progress, and progress on a deep neurochemical level, aka the habit loop, this is what primes us to persist and keep going with it. And another point then, so that's in this point three, the process equals persistence. One side of it is it's what keeps us motivated, because we get the reward when we're focusing on the process and the small gains. But the other side of it then is the kind of self-worth, which I was saying before, like focusing on the process, it does ensure that the self-worth never hinges on these other events that are outside of our control. So it keeps us away from the kind of, you know, the darker side, like passion and purpose and chasing goals as well. And the last part that I had in there on the process equals persistence was that, like, the path to mastery is never ending. So that's how they described it in that book. They were calling it, like, the mastery mindset. And funnily enough, as I'm saying, it linked in with a lot of stuff that I'd learned just through other coaches and mentors and books, etc. Things like small gains, playing the long game, checking the ego, all these things were coming up in that book, just worded a bit differently. So what had they said there? Yeah, they said focusing on the process helps you to stay level-headed, remain poised, and maintain motivation along the way. And to wrap this up, it was actually two examples popped into my head straight away when I was just taking down a few notes to talk about. As I said, this won't just kind of give you more peace and feeling good on your own journey, because you're fully, like, embodied in the journey and the process. But I said as well at the second part, it can actually probably make you hit more goals, actually make you better, ironically, by not focusing on it. And that's been the case with me, as I said, through my own journey. But two fighter examples come up here. I love watching, like, MMA, UFC, jiu-jitsu as well. And when I was making this, those two fighters instantly popped into my head, because one guy, I actually can't remember his name now on the spot, but there was a fighter who was in the UFC, and he said after his career that the one thing that held him back from, you know, winning a UFC title or getting to the very top level, I think he was only like top 15, top 10, was, you know, he said, I'm not going to get the exact words, but he was focusing too much on his opponents. He was only focused on beating his opponent, beating this new opponent, beating that other opponent, and just doing enough to beat them. He wasn't actually focused on just improving himself and becoming better than he was yesterday and doing that every single day. And he was saying, like, if he did that, he definitely would have been a lot better. And he obviously thinks that he would have got a world title then. But You can see the difference there. He was just focused on the external thing, the opponent. I just need to be better than him. I just need to be better than him. And then when he is better than them, cool, he's won. So he's not still working to improve himself every day. Like, he's not focused on the process. He's focused on the external outcomes. And then to flip that towards the person who did focus on the process, Gordon Ryan. If you follow jiu-jitsu, you've heard of this guy. He's like one of the best no-gi grapplers ever. So if you don't know jiu-jitsu, look, I won't go into details on jiu-jitsu, but basically one of the best ever to do jiu-jitsu. Like, and he's so young as well, and he blew up on the scene so quick. But if you listen to him talk, he's all focused on the process. Like, I've listened to lots of different interviews just because I'm interested in, you know, high achievers and performers and the way that they're thinking. He has said in so many different interviews that it's never about the opponents. Like, he just wants to be the best he can possibly be, and he's working on improving himself every single day. Like, he'll, you know, he'll fight anyone. He's fought them all, and he's pretty much beaten them all. But that's what he's focused on. He's focused on improving himself, becoming better than he was yesterday. That's the main focus. Because, like, even things are popping into my head now as I'm talking about this. He was saying before, if he just focused on his opponents, like the other guy that I just said, he's like, I'd have stopped training years ago, you know, because he was like, he's just light years ahead of some opponents, and he makes it look easy. Like, he'll even pick the submission. Before he fights this guy, he's like, I'm going to finish this guy with this choke, and he'll go out and do it. Like, crazy stuff. Kind of like what McGregor would have done coming up, where he's like, I'll knock him out in the first round or whatever. Like, Gordon Ryan was doing this in jiu-jitsu. multiple times, which is just crazy, like at the highest level, even picking how you're going to win the matches. But that's what he said before in an interview. If I was just trying to beat all these guys, I'd have stopped training years ago. But you see, that's what we're talking about here. If he just focused on the external thing, winning the world title, the championship, or beating this opponent, he wouldn't be training half as hard, because he's done that years ago. But he just wants to be the best that he can possibly be, focusing on the process, and that's what's got him so far. And he said it himself as well. And the line he always says, he's brought up a few times, is he asks himself, how would I beat myself? That's what he's constantly asking himself. How would I beat myself? Because that shows him the gaps in his game, and then he works on them. So as you can see, it's all like internally focused, focus on the process. And because he's focused on the process so much, the outcomes took care of themselves. Like he was the best in the world at what he wanted to do. Yeah, so that's it. We'll wrap it up there. And even just a few examples at the end, which I think I might have interwoven in already on myself, but just that when I had the kind of external view, you know, the soccer one, that didn't go well. Like, in both ways, I didn't achieve the outcome, but then the kind of the darker side of the passion, like the self-worth being down, not happy on the process, on the journey, etc. I had all that. But then, you know, the physical freedom journey, that's the first time I started actually using this stuff without realizing it. But there was no timeline. Like, cause even with the soccer, I need to be a soccer player by this timeline and lots of pressure, etc. The physical freedom one, that was the goal. I want to get physical freedom so I can do what I love again. But there was no timeline. No time I was going to quit. It was all about the journey, the process, learning more. It was all like internally focused on getting better each day, each week. And I knew I'd get there in time. Like, I just knew from all I'd learned that focusing on the process is going to get me there. And then, as I said, I've done that with strength goals now, turning passion to business, etc. It's all been the same focus. And even a client example as well. Yeah, actually, this is why I made this podcast on this topic this week. I've forgotten. It was talking to a client, Jack. So when I was doing his check-in, I'd actually said that to him. Yeah, I can see it here. So focus on the process and the outcome takes care of itself. Yeah, so even just to give context there, Jack is a new enough client, roughly kind of 3-4 weeks, 4 weeks next week, that he's in the Physical Freedom Program. And he actually had a good win already. Like, with the wins, we never know exactly when it's going to happen. I've already educated clients before they sign up that they're going to be taking this approach of focusing on the process. We don't exactly know, like, when we're going to feel better, when we can get back to the sport, etc. But he said, did my longest training run over a year. The form felt very smooth towards the back half, which was quite nice, as every run in the past few months felt like I had concrete blocks for feet. So you can see there, the small gains are already adding up now in the kind of 3-4 weeks. Great for him to see that. As we're saying, that helps with the motivation and keep everything going on the right path. But there's obviously lots of other stuff here that we're working through. Like, that was, you know, that was just a big win. But then on the things that we're working through, like, where was it? Yeah, like, one of the challenges was he's like hip pain. You know, he's like hip pain and knee pain and stuff that we're working through. So the hip pain got worse on some exercises. So he was talking to me about that. And yeah, that's when a lot of this stuff was coming in, giving all the advice and stuff. But just when he'd said he was getting small gains on the exercises, because I'm always checking that, that's what I had said. He completed all the sessions, he got the small gains, and that was me bringing the focus back. That, look, the win is great, but as I'd said here, the small gains are the main thing. Focus on the process, and the outcomes take care of themselves. So there you go, just a kind of real-life example to see how important it is on the journey. And hopefully this is clicking with you now, if you are that person who, yeah, is just focusing on the external outcome. So that's it. 3 ways I can help you then. Physical Freedom Program, which is what I was just talking about there with Jack. That's about overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. The Mental Freedom Course then, this is about how to learn to stop looping and suffering in the same thoughts, how to skillfully navigate your own mind. Lifestyle Design University then, this is about avoiding the biggest regret of humanity and learning how to design the life true to yourself. For the follow contact then, we've got the website there, the documentaries there if you haven't seen it. If you're wondering, you know, you just came onto this podcast for the first time, who am I, what's all this Guy Who Didn't Settle stuff about? You can watch the documentary there, you'll understand. And to reach out, guywhodidn'tsettle@gmail.com is the email, or else just DM me on Instagram. I'm most active on that platform. So that's it. So don't settle, live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.